What if someone punched you, strangled you to nearly unconscious, and that person is one of your family members, someone you loved? What would you do? That is the question that victims of domestic violence facing every single day. Domestic violence, we call it DV in brief, is an issue pressing all of us, all races, all religions, all income and education levels. Over 10 million people are affected by it each year. But firstly, what is DV? National Coalition Against DV defined it as the willful intimidation, physical and sexual abuse as a pattern of power and control. However, DV is not just physical and sexual abuse. The mental effects are astronomical. If you look closer, you will see its sense. Maybe your classmates in the back of the class is weird for a reason. Maybe he was hanging out his friend all the time because he was so scared to spend another 30 seconds around his parents. Maybe the middle-aged man always lied about his mistake, not because he was born as a liar, but because the pain of being slammed remains since childhood. However, the most harmful part is we tend to fall into the trap of judging victims. We often ask, "Why did you stay?" The answer is quite easy. They didn't even notice that they were abused because when you're in it, you can hardly see beyond it. We also ask, "Why didn't you leave?" Whenever we ask this kind of questions, we add insult to injury. It is incredibly dangerous to do so because the final step of DV is murder, and victims get it. Over 70% of DV murders happen after the victim left. And still we ask, why don't you just leave? It is naive to suggest that we can eradicate domestic violence, so what do we do? One of the most important things is we start to act to help. Whether it's offering them a safe place to go, financial support, or simply let them know that we are there and we do care. Of course, the best way we can help is to play the role of prosecutors, to report domestic violence. And please pay attention, reporting is so important. It is only 1% of DV cases are actually reported, which means the cases are hidden and those abusers aren't facing justice. Laws, at this point, is the strain that saves victims' lives. There are many laws are set against DV in order to protect victims, so don't be hesitant to call a lawyer to appeal to the court to allow justice bring your fair back. Victims need every one of you to choose to help, to stand with them, to encourage them, to break the silence, because abuse thrives only in silence. And lastly, before I leave you, I want you to talk about what you heard with no doubt. I want you to talk about what you went through with no shame. I want to hear your stories. Thank you.